Release. Let go. Trust. Set sail. Set sail. One thing becomes another in the mother. In the mother. Ripen the black moonstone soul gem polished in the underworld to a brilliant dark sun. Hollow movement through the mathematical interpretations of the human brain. There is a transformation of pure frequency into objectified reality. Literally reconstructing reality through our interpretation of it. If you knew the end of the story, would it make you feel more comfortable along the way in the journey? Death. Can you ever really imagine or remember what pain or ecstasy actually feels like except when you're in it? The underworld is designed as a sanctuary for retrieval of split-off parts. The split-off children of dissonance, whose healing requires retreat in the stillness and silence offered in the sanctuary of the underworld, to reintegrate the places in yourself that you understandably gave away when trust first ruptured in your being. Later, you added layers of protection like thick old shellac, one distortion covering another, like family photo album pictures of you superimposed chaotically, with no intention or pattern, only superficially bandaging authentic expression so you wouldn't feel so naked and vulnerable, like the paper of a wasp's nest. Depression is just the soul dissonance of non-authentic presentation of essence. Having given away so much of your authentic being to belong or survive, to be loved and approved of. Depression is so clever a detective because it discovered that it is actually an early detection warning system for the soul. Asking you to remember who you actually are in your essence. The retrieval of which naturally leads you to the recollection chamber of the underworld to scrape clean the bones of the perception that you cannot trust the darker processes of the descent in your life, like grief, pain, depression, isolation, illness, release, let go, trust, set sail, one thing becomes another in the mother, Eresh Kigal, queen of death in the underworld, says you can trust these seemingly frightening dark-robed teachers, for they are masters of the ways of death and shedding, letting go, trusting ego's eventual wedding with I am not. The sentient void, soul star abyss saturation of release. Trusting the free fall. That is preparation for reunion in multivalent consciousness. Snake undulating sensuously and slowly out of the outworn skins of self. In no hurry, inasmuch as the shedding of these outworn parts is just as fulfilling as the new skin pomegranate wine that is served in the underworld. The queen of the underworld is so kind. She tenderly demonstrates how to shed your too tight and outworn skins, requiring only that you trust and let go of control and struggling against the death of outgrown parts of self that are already composted in the underworld, but you may not have taken notice. Perhaps needing to have Ereshkigal's demons kiss the lack of trust in you. Lack of trust that all roads and all moments and all experiences, not just some, lead to the One. And just now on Earth, the number 11, dissonance and disintegration, have turned up the heat. And we are all frying. Our core shadow primal wounds are being served to ourselves and everyone around us for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We are being jogged loose by the frequencies of chaos to clean it up now. That nasty little Negredo, that dark mass that alchemy speaks of, and not by cheating in letting the hounds of hell have it for dinner, but rather by fully embracing your darkness in love, without resistance or denial, like Moldavite forming from a falling star. Death. Soul polishing in the underworld, held in the teaching of a fig. Just as a hint for easy journeying in the underworld descent, one of the rules is don't eat anything they offer you there. They'll get you chewing a fig, noticing how sweetly gritty the taste is, like sand in your mouth in the midst of a passionate kiss in the wind of a desert oasis. Who would have thought that was the way of the underworld? I think the underworld has just received some terribly bad publicity here on Earth, when in fact, strip, hollow, and scrape was never so speedy a direct flight to the evolution implied in ego death, shedding, and thus union. Never mind that these forces often bring with them feelings of hopelessness, shattering, the numbness of the barren void. I mean, just ask me. I just did a sensual cheek-to-cheek tango with the Queen of Death. And besides feeling powerless with these forces of decay and disintegration, what took me by surprise in this dance was the sensuousness of silence. Months spent in such excruciating pain that even music hurt. My beloved Beethoven not able even to be at my side during this awesome initiation. Until 6 moons later on Hallowmas, when we consciously journeyed together into the underworld to ask the Queen of Death what her decree for my life actually was. And during this journeyed descent, I had to leave the room for a moment. And when I came back, Beethoven was boisterously saturating the molecules of my temple room with bliss, and I was simultaneously in excruciating pain. Something in the combination catapulted me into a state of extreme lucidity, into a crispness in awareness, which was neither pain nor pleasure, where I held a position which was neither and both, in an ecstatic freedom from the endless polarizations that preference represents. And because I had been so hollowed out and fallowed in months of darkness and stillness in the underworld, the seed of my essence had ripened in the velvety rich silence of the fecundly embracing earth. And I was gratefully reclaimed in that moment in regenerative renaissance. Hollow-eyed, empty, with waves of laughter and weeping punctuating the silence of shedding, suspended in timelessness, in paroxysms of ecstasy in which we slowly begin the descent on the journey into the underworld. Standing under the yew tree, feeling its potent blessing, in the embrace of the frequency of the five-pointed star portal into the underworld that shimmers in its field. Notice standing in the entryway you surprise that there is a cold, stone, spiral staircase leading underground. If it is your will to consciously enter the underworld, trust and feel now the cold stair steps under your bare feet. Feeling the dank chill of the wet mossiness and the viscosity of the air beginning to make you shiver in anticipation. In moments as you descend, a warm gush of air brushes over you, moving with the subtle power of owl's giant wing. Gate guardian, now demanding your armoring from the primal rupture of trust you experienced as a child, entreating you to breathe and lovingly lay down that armoring consciously, which, if it is wisdom, you do now. Shrilly, owl shrieks his summon for your surcease, swooping over you again with piercing eyes, penetrating you like the lucidity of acid burning through realities in dreams, asking you to release, let go, trust, set sail, one thing becomes another, in the mother. As we journey deeper on the steps into the underworld, a tarantula spider hangs from the dankly dripping ceiling as we descend, and reading your thoughts, spider feels your repulsion and demands to know as a gate guardian what it is that repulses you in yourself. Gently bending her legs in unison like a yogi flawlessly bends knee to earth in loving tribute in the sun salutation, using those curved legs to crawl onto your chest and look directly in your eyes, to witness your reclamation of this split-off part you have been repulsed by. She offers to eat what repulsion you give her in full conscious awareness. Whatever you offer to lovingly hand feed her tiny mouth, which, if it is wisdom, you do now. And she sings in response to your offering. Release, let go, trust, set sail, one thing becomes another, in the mother, in the mother. As you descend the stone steps, you feel the hiss and flicker of snake's tongue on your face in the darkness. So soft and gentle the call of this tongue of vision, to consume in the sleeping pyre of the dream temples that snake causes you to fall into through a death-like swoon, catapulting you with licks of aconite, mandrake, and belladonna from his tongue, so that you may experience the seamlessness of the ecstasy of shedding this mask of identification, whatever face it has come to think is its own. What inauthentic face of self has death come to reclaim for your essence? That the archetypal mythic self's costume closet be opened and aired out from the centuries of cosmic cedar storage, the dissonant shaking out of which leads to the divine boon of reclamation of your authentic essence. Oh, don't tarry. Release. Let go. Trust. Set sail. Set sail. One thing becomes another in the mother, in the mother. Descending the steps to the sounds of a snarling three-headed dog, Cerberus. Snapping and growling, demanding tribute for entry to the queen of death's inner sanctum chambers. Demanding that you see the darker faces of love equally as growers of the garden of self. Demanding that you consciously allow yourself to be devoured by forces greater than yourself in the mystery that is beyond human control. Which could be unnerving to the hypothesis that we solely create our own reality, except that by grace, having been stripped of clothing, jewelry, concepts, and everything else by this point, you miraculously still have your sacred tool 13-band frequency phase shifter, the last thing left before you were totally naked to enter the holy chamber of the Dark Mother. And what a tribute offering that was. Cherubus goes for it, licking up light. Coming out the other side of that virtual reality hologram, you recognize immediately that it is really dark, very cold. I mean, more still than a painting of a mirror lake in the high Uinta Mountains. Still, still. And you are stark naked and vulnerable, raw. Scraped clean and hollowed out by pain or illness or depression or whatever it is that it takes to remove the husk, to reveal the sacred seed essence planted within the wounds of the ego's death. That evokes the vulture goddess, Nekhbet. Carrion goddess pecking away at your ego's bones, the viscera of your mind's contractions, lovingly eating your control, your loss, your grief, your depression, your denial, your isolation, picking you clean, emptying you out. And if it is wisdom, make an offering to Nekhbet. As you do, you feel a black death shroud being placed over your whole skeleton, and a garland of intertwining night-blooming jasmine and stephanotis placed as a wreath around your hollowed-out head. Release. Let go. Trust. One thing becomes another. In the mother. In the mother. And summoning your courage, you feel along in the darkness until you perceive a silky, viscous presence on your hands. And without thinking, you fall rapturously to your knees, knowing by this overpoweringly sweet scent of night-blooming jasmine that it is she, the Dark Mother, who lovingly calls you to this depth descent within. You honor her with your emptiness, your fallowness, your not knowing. The obvious initiation into the temple of I Am Not. That your surrendered stillness and lack of fear attest to. That your soul polishing belies, like the pumicey seeds of a fig, which she now offers you. And you, remembering the invective not to take food in the underworld, and at the same moment recognizing such a thought as the mind's cotton candy, without a moment's hesitation, you gratefully have the intuitive discernment necessary to see what a gate guardian such an invective was, as you know this being in yourselves to be trust itself. You can feel the dark, embracing love emanating off her in waves, like dolphin sonar currents ecstatically caressing you as you breathe deeper and trust more fully. She assures you that you can trust here in the underworld. You can trust yourself here. You can really trust the black seeds of your dark potential to give you just the life experiences you require to polish your soul jewel. All choices leading to growth. Some refining the soul through dissonance. She now hands you a black diamond in signification of the loving embrace of that friction. Darkness. In honoring of your release in awareness, she offers you the jewel of your authentic essence, status nascendi, the jewel hidden in matter, which you now receive in tears of recognition that it is a most precious, precious gift. Moving you into the hologram of the whole through the embrace of darkness. And now you find that she also offers you a white pearl. As a permanent reminder of the uncomfortable, irritating sand that grows into a pearl inside an oyster. As you feel her cold breath on your face, you don't recoil. Rather, if it is wisdom for you, you reach out and fully embrace the Dark Mother, the Queen of Death. And if it is highest wisdom for you, allow her to now transmit a symbol, a knowing, a gift, an image, an archetypal boon, or sacred tool from this realm of the underworld. Allow her to transmit it to your being in the embrace of silence. You are complete, for the boon of completion leaves no residue from your life experience to make food for the vulture carrion in the underworld. Leave each experience complete, and you will be empty and naked when you meet the Queen of Death again, laughing. For laughing is to the experience of death what tuning is to timelessness. Allow whatever form yourself now takes from this journey in the underworld to begin to climb or move up the stairs of the underworld. Slowly and with clear consciousness, realizing what has been shed and left behind, and what is moving forward. Being mindful of how the gate guardians might have changed on your way out. First seeing the vulture goddess Nekhbet. Then the three-headed dog Cerberus. Then the snake. Then the spider. Then the owl. Then emerging, seeing the light of the sliver of a waning moon hanging in a black tourmaline sky. As you arrive above ground, singing in celebration because in release, letting go and trust. One thing becomes another in the mother.